people are going online to vent their absolute outrage about this American ad. So this is from a company called Peloton, and they make bikes. Well, anyway, they put out this ad, and the outrage was full on. It was coming through thick and fast. This is the ad.
Peloton, give it up for our first time ride.
All right, first ride. I'm a little nervous, but excited. Let's do this. 5 days in a row. You surprised?
I am.
6 a.m. Yay.
Rising with the sun.
That was totally worth it.
Let's go, Grace in Boston. 50 rides.
She just said my name. A year ago, I didn't realize how much this would change me. Thank you.
So at the start of the ad, it is her husband leading her downstairs and then basically uncovering that he surprised her with this bike, this exercise bike for Christmas. And then the ad goes in to showing her way too happy about being on this bike exercising. She's a very fit woman as well, fit looking. And this is some of the comments that were made about this ad. People were saying it peddled negative body image, unchecked privilege, and gross marital dynamics. The biggest outcry was surrounding sexism and the fact that her husband was gifting her a bike, saying, you know, he's enforcing old school exercise regimes on her, saying that she needs to be keeping her body fit to be a good wife. And people need to calm down. So, they're reading way too much into this. This is ridiculous.
So you don't have a problem? Like, just say, for example, you know, Russell maybe got your gym membership for Christmas. Would there be an issue there?
It depends on the context. If I asked for one, yeah. But it just, the reason why I'm outraged is more about the outrage than the outrage itself. Does this make sense?
Yes. Yes, the cancel culture.
It's completely misdirected. So a lot of people jumping online asking to boycott the company, saying that, you know, it peddles sexism, literally. But for me, it's like, if you want to direct outrage towards sexism, literally get off your bike and go outside. Like, if you want to really be outraged at sexism, especially in particular in this country, women on average are still earning $241 per week less than men.
Yeah.
This is a fact. This is not some made-up ad or some marketing scheme. That is a fact. One in three women are experiencing domestic violence. One woman on average is murdered by her current or former partner. These are facts. And I know this is taking it in a different place than what it needs to be, but I guess this is the kind of outrage culture that we're living in. And it just, to me, seems completely misdirected. And if you go online, the comments are coming in thick and fast. News sites all over the world are discussing this ad, yet there are these issues that are sitting in the corner, that are being ignored, that are real issues that people should really be outraged about, yet we're talking about some stupid bike ad.
Yeah.
That me as a woman, that doesn't affect me whether a husband buys a woman a bike or not. That's not going to affect my day to day. Those stats will.
Yeah.
But someone buying someone a bike, they're not.
Who cares?
I don't care about it.
Yeah.
Now in FNQ, it's time for Hit FM's Side Chick.
Rob is joining us at the moment from Battery World here on Mulgrave Road because you guys have ghost cows in your office, don't you, Rob?
Well, we kind of sort of do, yeah. Originally, this place was a butcher shop, and they used to do some of the animals out the back in a holding pen.
So,
oh my god!
Now, so a lot of cattle used to be killed and made into meat right where Battery World is at the moment. Now,
well, apparently that's what I've been told. Yeah, there was yards out the back. Yeah, but whenever we do some excavation in the backyard or a few cow femur bones and things turn up.
Oh my god! Now, firstly, I hope you've checked that they're cow bones. And secondly, what kind of noises do you hear?
Well, we live here. We live upstairs. So during the night, you tend to hear a few things and go, what was that?
Yeah. Like a cow sound?
Well, yeah.
Couple of mooing. Bit of mooing going on there?
Maybe a bit of mooing.
Oh. Well, Alison's here, our psychic. Now, we need to find out. Alison, I mean, is this even possible? Cows.
It is possible, actually, Seamus. Yeah. Really? Because
every animal is a living being. It has a consciousness. It has feelings. And if the cow was killed in circumstances with which, of course, it sounds like it was probably pretty tragic, taken out the back and whatever. it is possible that it is trapped on this side. But the thing is, whenever anything like that happens anywhere, and we're talking not only animals but also humans, it can actually open portals to the other side. So it can become quite the thoroughfare for any kind of ghost. So you guys could have more than just cows there. You could have all sorts of things.
A whole farm.
Yeah. A couple of llamas. Good morning, Carly and Seamus, right across far north Queensland, and it is heating up in the middle of a massive heat wave here in far north Queensland.
Yeah, we are currently experiencing hot temperatures in the mid to late 30s. And to tell us about how we can keep our pets safe, because it's sad to say, but time and time again, we see pets either passing away or being left in hot cars, which is absolutely outrageous. And to tell us how we can keep our pets safe here in the far north during this heatwave, we've got Michael Beattie from the RSPCA joining us. Good morning, Michael.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Firstly, tell us about the criminal aspect of leaving dogs in cars, because this is looked upon very seriously.
And it's not just dogs in cars, to be honest, although that, you know, that certainly can obviously be a major problem. We've had a couple of dogs just in the last week, for example, die that have been tethered in a backyard and then they haven't been able to reach shade or water. In this type of heat, a dog can last a few days without food, but in this type of heat, without shade and without water, it will die, and they can actually die quite quickly.
So if I witness my neighbour's dog, the neighbours are neglecting it, there's no water, there's no shade, and the dog does pass away, what sort of criminal fines and prison term even can they get into?
They could either be charged with animal cruelty, which has got a maximum term of imprisonment of 3 years, or they can be charged with breach of duty of care, and that's got a maximum term of imprisonment of a year. But if somebody sees something like that happening, if you see a dog and say it's tethered up and it can't reach water and it's out in the hot sun, maybe can't get into the shade, you can call the RSPCA on 1300 animal. In those sort of circumstances, you can call the police as well.
I like to believe for the most part that people want to do the right thing by their animals. So in terms of responsible pet ownership, what should your dog have when you leave the house to ensure that it's going to be safe for a hot day?
Well, it needs to be able to reach the shade and it needs water. And don't forget, you know, water bowls can be knocked over or what have you. So either leave certainly more than one water bowl, or you can actually buy these water bowls at pet shops now that are bottom heavy, and they're basically impossible to flip over. But you must make certain that they've got shade. I mean, they just can't survive without shade and without water.
What about different types of breeds and their different coats? For example, maybe like a Staffy breed with a short coat and a Husky with a very big, thick coat that a lot of people don't think they should be in some of these harsh climates. Do you see a difference in some of their, how their health is affected with the coats?
You do, for sure. And also the snub nose breeds don't cope well in the heat, such as a British Bulldog, for example, just simply couldn't be left out in North Queensland because of what they've done to that breed with the they basically have breathing difficulties, and you know, they're just not built to be in the heat. But even some of the other sort of snub-nosed breeds, you know, like Little Cavaliers, you know, they don't cope as well in the heat as some other dogs. Even Boxers, to a certain extent, don't cope perhaps as well. And of course, when you're talking about the Huskies and those type of dogs as well, obviously they don't cope as well in the heat either. So,
well, Michael, here's hoping that during this heat wave, all our pets remain safe and well, and we don't hear any reports of any dogs falling unwell in this heat wave. Thank you so much for joining us.
No problem at all. And yeah, I echo your sentiments, I assure you.